This is CliffCentral.com.
So many things to talk about, but the star of the show, the real hero for today, is a young lady who's really just blown everything apart in terms of her voice, her talent, her ability to just inspire everybody with her incredible vocal range. There's just something about a beautiful voice, and I'm talking about Norma Kumalo. She's the winner of South African Idols 2016, the 12th season of Idols. She is the winner in so many ways, and today she's managed after an after party last night and massive excitement and celebration and all the things that you could wish for at the top of your game. She's here with us this morning.
I thoroughly enjoyed that show, by the way.
You watched it, the whole thing?
I did.
Wasn't that Without You beautiful?
Oh my goodness, there were so many beautiful moments.
What's going on here? Flax is busy making a... What are you doing?
He's Snapchatting.
We've got a live show going on
here.
He's
doing his own interview before your interview. So this is actually her second interview,
Gareth. How dare you, Flax.
Okay, so Norma, this is your second interview. Welcome. I mean, you did your first run with Michael Flax already. How are you, honey?
I'm
are you good?
I'm good, Gareth.
Good. You look fresh after a night like last night. You should be exhausted.
I am exhausted.
Are you finished?
I'm very finished.
Have you slept?
I have not slept.
Not at all. Not even at all.
You are going to crash and burn later on.
Yeah, my day ends at 5, so we'll see how that works out today.
Wow. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really excited. I'm a bit mixed emotions because I think it's all the sleep as well. I'm really so excited to be here. And
I can't. I said. When it was top three, I was sure that the two guys would be in the final. And I was so pleased that, you know, you were in the final. Because, you know, I said you were my favorite from the beginning.
Yes.
And we're not meant to have favorites. Judges are meant to be impartial about all of this.
Yes.
And then last night, when they were about to read out the results, if I were a betting man, if I were a gambling man, because you could hear, like, the crowd were crazy for Tammy, and he'd sold more singles on iTunes. And yeah. I thought, oh, it's going to be... And not that anything is wrong with Tammy winning. But he didn't, and then you did, and I saw on your face, and there's a clip going round of your reaction, of your reaction at the moment that Pro announced that you were the winner. You kind of take a moment, you went, you let it sink in, and I don't think you even realized what had happened because you weren't expecting it.
No, I wasn't, to be honest.
You weren't, right?
No.
I don't think very many people were. Look at how you pulled this one out.
South Africa keeps surprising me.
You fully deserve to win.
Thank you.
That performance of Without You last night was magnificent.
Thank you.
With the choir and everything else. In fact, it's probably going to go down as one of my favorite Idols performances ever.
Aww.
No, it's right there. It's just beautiful.
Thank you.
I've always wanted to know, what does it feel like when you're on that stage? Do you feel like you're going to vomit any second because the nerves are that strong?
Ew.
And there's this crowd and this chanting and these lights?
Yeah, sure. When we perform at State Theatre, the audience is, maybe a quarter? Not even a quarter?
It's
maybe
tiny.
An eighth of what we're used to. And when I walked out there to perform the first song, I was telling Tammy backstage, I'm like, dude, I didn't think you realized how many people are here. He's like no, there's like probably more than 3,000 people in this audience. And I'm just like, what? 3,000 people? We're not used to this number. So I won't lie. I had my heart beating and I took his hand and I put it on my chest and I said, feel my heartbeat.
Aww.
And I just could not. I didn't even know how I was going to get through the performances. I'm like, okay, let's forget the results because you don't sing at the results at the end. But I just was wondering, how am I going to get through singing to 3,000
people?
Yeah.
Well, don't forget about them.
Yeah, it was.
Because it's millions of people watching at home.
Yeah.
That's what's
and
amazing.
And that pressure too.
Yeah.
You got TV and everything
so
as well.
I think
around.
Pro announced 83 million votes in this season.
Sure. Okay.
You know?
That's a big number.
It's a huge
number.
I want to play this clip quickly. This is the actual. Is it on my phone, right? Hang on, I'm just trying to figure out where everything is here. Yeah, but now I have to get that connection. Flax. I'm not going to play it now. it's just a disaster. I set that up and it was such a. Sorry.
Oh, dear.
It was a very. it was a very surprising thing for you and for a lot of people in the audience. But now, once it's started to all settle in, is it scary knowing what you still have to do? Because now the real work starts in some ways.
Kim's always warned us that after Idols, it's back to square one.
Kim she's the manager.
Right. Yeah. And she just said the hard work begins now. Mm. So, we still have to have a briefing when everything's sort of calmed down a bit and discuss the next step forward. But I'm really excited. I can't wait to start in studio. Yeah, I really can't.
All right. So January of this year, you're a teacher.
No.
What were you doing in January?
This year. Yeah. I thought you meant coming year.
No, there's no going back now.
We're going.
Okay, so January 2016, you're teaching.
Yes.
And we saw some clips of you with all the kids at the school.
Yes.
And the school must be over the moon about what's happened.
They probably are. I haven't had that opportunity to even phone anyone.
They're going to be people telling their children and their grandchildren they were taught by you one day. That's quite cool. You're the most famous teacher in South Africa. But I'm curious about how it must feel to go from that kind of, you've got a day job. You're responsible. It's a very important job. You're busy teaching people, molding young minds and all of that stuff. Mm. And it's a real calling. Nobody goes into teaching for the money. And you don't go into teaching for fame or for power. You go into teaching to change other people's lives.
Yeah.
So it's a different universe to the one that you've got into now, where suddenly you almost have superpowers. You know? How does that feel?
It feels weird.
You wouldn't be able to teach again, would you?
Well, I mean, if someone had to say, "Norms, prepare a lesson quick," I would totally whip out a lesson. Yeah. But yeah, most of me still is trying to come out of that mindset that, teaching is a whole different ballgame to singing and performing and entertainment as a whole. So I'm learning slowly how to adjust. And again, Kim is also helping me in that avenue as well. Because I was really battling. I'm like, Kim, I have a day job, but then I have this, and now what am I supposed to do? Mm. And she's trying to help me sort of come figure to terms it with it and figure my steps.
And finding the balance.
Now, and finding balance,
who's
yes
the first person you call, or who's the first person you talk to after you win?
Can I be honest?
Like proper conversation, yeah.
Proper conversation.
Yeah, well, you're not going to...
You have to be honest.
Go on.
I haven't.
Oh!
Only because, let me tell you what my day was like yesterday. Okay, the announcement, prize giving.
Then press conference.
Then press conference. And then I got to meet Mrs. Zuma.
Right, the president's wife.
Then I left from there to the production's party, which we just chilled. And it was just selfies galore.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
What time did you leave there?
12. But got home at 2:30. And then I still have to pack to check out. So I've been up all morning and... Yeah, Tandega promises to make this day smooth.
Yeah, Tandega's here from, she's from Zanzi, right? She's going to look after you today and make sure you go to all your appointments.
But I mean, have you had time, for example, to
call family, to check your phone?
Because I'm sure your WhatsApp notifications are going to be crazy. Your Twitter notifications.
I'm definitely, I'd really just want to call my parents and thank them for coming, because I never got a chance to even see them last night.
Oh.
And they were here. So I really want to, those are the first two people I want to call. And then I just want to call the kids at school. 12 o'clock today, I've made an appointment.
Oh,
but Sunday, I'm like, no, 12 o'clock. I don't care what happens. I need to call those children and just thank them.
I have to just pass along this message, because otherwise I'll be killed.
Okay.
It's from Dumi Murake, and she says, please tell Norma her win made Bonsu happy. Bonsu is her son.
Aww.
He's been rooting for her since day one. Officially calls her Teacher Norma.
Oh, please tell him I said hello and give him a big kiss on the cheek for me.
That's so sweet.
So sweet.
Now, listen, this season of Idols is also, you've gone through ups and downs like everybody does, because it's a long thing. We were doing Theatre Week in April, May? It was insane, right? And then you start with these live shows and it's literally week on week of learning songs, getting up there on stage, performing songs, going to rehearsals, meeting people, press conferences, signing things, filming stuff. You've got a music video out now. You've got everything else. But this whole journey, has it been exhausting or has it been exhilarating? Because the line is sometimes fine.
It's been best of both for me. Because I won't lie, it's been a really tough journey. I've never in my life had to do so many vocal warm-ups and have throat sprays for this, throat lozenges for that, yeah. Injections. Oh, my word. I cannot tell you how sore vitamin B injections are. And we have to get them from Donnie every week.
Right.
I just know that if Donnie's at the house, it just means it's a brand new week. New injection.
Oh.
And so many of us were trying to dodge him with injections. But I've never in my life experienced that. And there's times in the competition where I've thought, I need to give up. I can't do it anymore. And Unati saw right through me. You were there. And she just said, just don't allow what people are saying.
Because what people were on social media, they were giving you a lot of trouble about your weight.
Yeah,
and
just how I looked on the show. Like sometimes you get a say on what you wear on the show and what you have on your hair, and just sometimes you really don't because of time restraints or just because this is the look that they want to go for. So just a part of me was just like, okay, I'm being attacked for things I can't really change, and things that I'm not even supposed to think about at that current moment or that time. And the way I wanted to perform that song, I couldn't because I'm thinking.
Which song
of,
is this?
What song was it? sure, I can't even remember.
But
yeah,
I recall
it's when I had my polka dot dress. I really can't remember.
And you were not in a good space.
No.
You're not.
That's when I told myself, okay, Norms, Monday, you're phoning these children and you're telling them, you're just gonna tell Gavin, it's over. It's been great. Thank you for having me. And I really can't push through. And the children just said, the one said on the phone, because they can't all talk at the same time. They said, if you give up now, what message are you sending to us? Do you realize that you've become a beacon of hope for us? And if you give up, are you telling us to also throw in the towel when the tough gets going? And I was like, yo, guys, yo, like, you know,
pressure.
make me feel sad there. But I think I just needed that wake up call. Like, it's no longer about you, Norma. Just do it for the rest of the country. Those who actually believe in you, who have brought you to that stage of the competition, because they're the ones who are pushing you through as well. So if you throw in the towel, you're telling them actually all the voting doesn't really count for me. I don't really care about it. Whereas I do.
Yeah.
And whereas I'm trying to portray this image of hope and that it is possible to achieve something no matter what your walk of life is. So like that's one thing that kept me going, Norma, you have to. It's not about you anymore. It's about everyone who has that hope and who has a dream.
You know what irritates me about people?
Yes. Is,
you know, people will often say, if you put yourself in the limelight, in the spotlight, then you open yourself up to whatever criticism that people will say of you.
Mm.
But, you know, they make it seem as if you're just looking for attention. Firstly, you're talented. You can sing. This is something that you wanted to do. You're passionate about it. It's something that you are good at doing.
Mm.
And yet people seem to think that, no, but Norma asked for the attention and the spotlight. So quite frankly, I can say anything I want to her. I mean, do you have a strategy going forward in terms of how you're going to deal with the negativity of people just being mean?
Well, I mean, I suppose the country, we do have freedom of speech.
Mm.
And you can say whatever you want to say on the social media platforms or... so people do have freedom of speech. My mom's always taught me... sorry, moms. But she's always taught me, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it. Imagine if... you send your child to a school where the child's being bullied by an educator, being ripped apart and being ripped in shreds, being told that they look like this, they're stupid or whatever, whatever. Do you not think that the child is not going to grow and reach their full potential because of how they're being taught to think? If we are limiting people based on our opinions, then how do we expect them to grow, to be great musicians out there, or
to be anything great? A lot of the people who are so mean, and probably some of the ones who are attacking you, they don't care. Because it's just they want to have their say. They want to be important in that moment. And good for you that you rode over it.
Mm.
You decided I'm going to do this, whether it's because the kids persuaded you to or not.
Mm.
I think that's a very brave decision. And I also think, like, it's there's a thing about, like, the way we look that we expect other people to define these things for us.
Mm.
And I mean, for me, if you are a musician, the real beauty is in the music first. And second of all, you appreciate the vessel from which that music comes. And you have to love both in order to be a real fan. And I think that's what people have voted for in this season. That's why they wanted you to win it. And I think it's a huge vote of confidence for you.
Thank you. So you go, you kill. Thank you.
Because you're already doing it. Now, did you enjoy New York?
I did. I've experienced so many first times in the show. I went to Cape Town for the first time.
Never been there before.
I've never, ever, ever in my life been to Cape Town.
Mm-hmm. And how was that?
Lived in Joburg for the first time. Also never, ever done that. New York was amazing. It was amazing. Yo, I got to meet Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
He's such a nice person. Yeah, so amazing meeting him. And yeah, he's just everything in one. Like, he just has everything in one. Handsome, and you know,
he can do TV,
he can sing, he can
act, piano, yeah, all of that stuff.
Yeah, it was a real treat. Yeah.
Are you gonna do a lot of ballads?
I'm trying to shy away from ballads
because your single isn't a ballad, which is cool.
Yeah, they wanted to do something different, and I was also accepting a challenge, and I thought, Norma, let's see what you can do, and if the people will like it. Yeah, so we're still going to discuss what the way forward is, but I will like to keep soul in the music.
Mm.
Something that speaks to people as well.
Did you ever have that dream where you were walking around your house, or you were, you know, when you have those moments where you're almost like daydreaming and you picture yourself on a stage singing before this ever happened? Did you ever have that vision?
As a child?
Yeah.
Yes.
You did?
Yes, but I didn't think it would come to life.
Did you know that you had an amazing voice?
Yeah, I'm still battling with that question now. I think it's harder to appreciate something that other people see. Almost like looking at Kelly Kumalo.
Mm.
Fantastic vocalist, very beautiful woman.
Mm.
But tell her that she's got a fantastic voice. She's going to also take it in and say, wow, this person thinks I have a great voice. I'm that person. I've never really thought of myself as the great vocalist. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I've always thought of myself as, I'm just another girl who can sing. That's how I've always looked at it. But the country is just like, no, you're that girl who can sing. So I'm still coming to terms with it, just accepting all of that. And my mom said I need to stop that.
You said that your parents were there last night, so they saw you winning, which has got to be the proudest moment for them.
Mm.
Do you want to call them now?
Sure.
Okay. Do you want to? We can.
Okay.
Shall we? Yeah, here we go.
I wonder if they'll even pick up.
Let's try.
Well, we can only try, right?
It's a decent hour, you know. It's 8:30, so it's not like, I mean, hopefully we won't be waking anybody up, right?
No.
No, I'm sure we won't. All right, Flax will help you call up the number. We'll see.
Okay.
I don't mean to put this out there publicly, but you've got to thank your parents. You haven't spoken to them since last night.
Yo, I feel like you're trying to make me cry live.
No, I don't want to make you cry. Not at all. I just think that these are the most important people in your life, and I reckon that they'd love to hear from you. Especially if they were there last night and they didn't even get to see their daughter. Huh? All right. Are we on here? Let's go. Let's see what we've got. All right. Is it... there we go. It's ringing. Okay.
I feel scared.
Don't be scared. It's all yours.
You have reached the mailbox.
Oh, no. Okay, well, we're not going to do that. Mailbox. No.
I don't know. I think I'm just...
It's just not our day, technically. It's okay. I tried to play the clip. I don't have the clip. I tried to call. It doesn't work. Anyway, it's fine. But you are going to call them later on.
You've got to make that move. Yes.
And the rest of the crew, I mean, they were all excited to see you win. I mean, I saw all of them rush up there and they almost strangled you. They jumped on top of you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
These are friendships, though. You're going to be friends with some of these people for a long time.
Yeah. Sure. The bonds we formed during the show. I think having lived with them for so long and seeing them almost every day will do that. You know, you create friendships and relationships there in the house. And we were also happy for one another. And yeah, it was a little bit overwhelming at the beginning. I'm like, oh my God, guys, what's going on? Why is everyone like... hurtling around us, because I didn't know if he called my name or Tammy's name.
Oh, you honestly didn't know?
At that time. Yeah.
Really?
At that time, I didn't. And Valentine's like, I'm so proud of you. I'm like, Valentine? What are you talking about? She's like, Pro called your name, babe. I'm like, oh my God. And then my tears started coming.
Seriously? So you didn't even know? Because I saw the clip and you look confused.
Yeah, I honestly, it only registered when I started crying. And Valentine had just said, Pro called your name. And that's when I was like, oh my God. Okay. Yeah. The shaking was just
wow.
And happening.
And then they make you sing.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, this is just the beginning of what's going to be an amazing journey for you. What are your real hopes and dreams for the next year? I mean, what would you like to see happen? What would you like to happen? Not just for you in terms of your career, but just in terms of personal happiness. What kind of a life do you want?
I still want to be true to myself in this coming year. So living a very... humble life as I have been. I don't want to appear as this diva or, you know, how
so
people
you're
are
gonna,
already.
You're not going to get a gold plated car and.
No.
No. And no. I'm not going to walk around saying to people, do you know who I am?
No. I still want to be that girl that takes selfies with everybody, that girl that still greets you with a smile, even though she's tired. I still wanna be myself next year, but obviously working harder and moving my career in another direction.
Well, listen, all the best. You've got all our support. And I was very, very pleased that on the season that I decided to leave, we left on such a high with you winning. I'm thrilled.
Thank you, guys.
All right, honey, you have a lovely day, and I hope you get some rest later on. Mm. And all the best to you. I hope your career is just success upon success.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You deserve it. And you get to design your own future now. You are totally in control. Like, this is a great way to start. And I know that this is a loss to the teaching profession, but it's a huge victory for South Africa that we're able to claim you as one of our most talented and amazing people. So well done.
Thank you.
Good work, Norma. Go and get some sleep. Fall asleep in the car if you can. That's probably the best place to sleep.
If Tendeka will allow me.
No phone calls in the car, except for your parents. You can call them. All right. Get out of here and go and relax. Go and take it easy. Thanks,
Thank
Norma.
You.
Norma Kumalo, everybody.
This is CliffCentral.com.